To order, please, the chair recognizes the presence of council persons Kilpatrick, Street, Sheldon, Bell, Retta, Diller, Collins, and Councilman Smiley, co-chair of Finance Committee. Tara Finnegan will be taking the minutes. First on the agenda, we have the minutes of June 12th, 2012. What's your pleasure?
Motion.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay. First on the agenda, consent counter, I have nothing. Under other resolutions, R12097, authorizing the execution of certain contracts. It's under my sponsorship. These are the annual funds moved to all of the libraries, the Delaware Valley Development Group, Family Help, software companies. One thing I need to bring attention to, if everyone has it with them on page 2, Delaware Valley Development Group, LLC, in the body of the write-up there, it is correct, but right underneath the topping, it says 205,000. That's a typo. It's 250,000, which is in the body of it. I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. Is there any questions on resolution 12-097? Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not a question, but just a comment relating to Sacred Heart Housing, Inc. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Serrano. Oh, I don't know if you're aware of the challenge with this particular project. It's a zoning issue with the city and so forth.
For Sacred Heart?
Sacred Heart too, right. For the east side of Wilmington. Well, it just requires some zoning changes, and I don't have the sense that city council is going to actually support the zoning change, so you should just be aware of that.
Okay.
Okay, so I would assume if they don't get the zoning, then they won't get the loan.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Runs forward
to
next year.
Any other questions, comments, observations from any members of council? Hearing none, we'll move on to resolution 12-098 under my sponsorship, resolution prescribing the details and form and providing for the sale of general obligation bonds for New Castle County. Just to reiterate for everyone, the capital projects and the bonding was already approved unanimously by this council. With this, this resolution outlines the process as well as the maximum amount to be sought at bond. Any questions, any comments from any members of council? Hearing none. Next, we have resolution number 12-099, authorizing the county executive to sign a lease with Fusco Enterprises LP for the lease of 205D-207 Old Churchman's Road for paramedic station number 2, Councilman Bell or Street.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This particular resolution would authorize the administration to enter into an initial 5-year lease with Fusco Enterprise LP for the rehabilitation and leasing of a building on Old Churchman's Road and Airport Road. As you know, both myself and Councilman Street have brought up during the budget process and on several occasions in the past basically the deplorable conditions of the current paramedic station 2 at its current location. I think from a standpoint of health and safety, from a standpoint of having a paramedic station where our paramedics can reside when they're not responding, certainly their health and well-being should be one of our primary concerns. Through the years, what's happened is they transitioned from what was a paramedic station at the Connor building to basically a garage type area at maintenance, and between the heating ducts and vents and pigeons and you name it, it's just not been conducive for their operation. So what this allows is an initial 5-year lease with a opportunity or with authorization to extend it for two additional five-year periods. It's our hope that during this first 3 to 5 years of the initial lease, that the administration, along with the support of council, will further pursue a permanent home, a new station for our paramedics assigned to Station 2. And it does have, within this authorization, a five-year lease program broken down by month. The cost is per square foot with an inflationary clause over the five-year period. Also in there is that these particular bays, these particular garage areas that are available, has been inspected by the administration. I understand the Chief Tan and the paramedic administration, and Chief is here today, certainly to add or make any additional comments. But this particular property will require approximately $90,000 in rehabilitation and upgrades in order to actually put it in a position where it's conducive to the paramedics. The station will still be centrally located to respond to its existing response areas. And quite frankly, like I say, that this is the right thing to do for us to authorize the administration to move forward. I applaud the efforts of the administration to seek out this property, close proximity to their district, and to get our paramedics out of what I would consider very unhealthy and deplorable tight condition. So,
Chair, I want to recognize the presence of Councilman Cartier and Council President Kovac. And before I go to Councilman Kilpatrick, I believe you have a question. I want to inquire, the $90,000 in upgrades, will that be funded by the leasor, the leasee, a grant?
You know, that I can't answer. I would think maybe someone from the administration could.
We have door number one.
Okay.
Greg Wilson, acting chief here. And what the funds for that are coming out of the executive contingency fund. Okay, for that, we're pleased that we're able to get a location that's close to the current location that will be much more suitable than the other one. The renovations that are necessary are to make it particularly suitable for a paramedic unit. It has to have ventilation because the vehicles have to be on some of the time. It has to have bathroom facilities so that the paramedics are able to do that, and also shower in the event that they get blood on them and so forth. So all these facilities are necessary to be part of the paramedics.
And if I can follow up, I'm not opposed to what we're doing. I'm just seeking clarification. When realizing the amount of upgrades need to be done, I'm going to take a leap of faith that those were taken into consideration when the rental fees were negotiated.
Yes, and also those would be subject to the same reimbursement that we get with regard to other paramedic activities.
Okay, thank you very much. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I just need some clarification. My son-in-law is stationed at 2. Is that a conflict for me in any way?
He's stationed?
He's a county paramedic.
He's already got the job.
But he specifically works out of 2. So I just need to know if that's a conflict in a vote.
Council, perhaps you could respond.
Unfortunately, only the Ethics Commission can opine on to protect you with an advisory opinion as to whether that's an appearance of impropriety or conflict of interest. However, to the extent that I've read the prior opinions, and if it applies to an entire class of people, it generally is not considered to be unique to the family.
Thank you.
And on my own personal note, if it was, I think it would be well worth the issue to support it. Yeah. Councilman Street and Councilman Bell.
The unit was moved, yeah. I just want to commend the administration for bringing this forward. When I was out there, I've only been out there once. The only thing should be in there our vehicles, pigeons right where they need to be, maybe some squirrels, but our paramedics don't need to be here. a shame in this place, and quite frankly, I think I have fallen short of my responsibility, because until this came up, I thought it was taken care of. So what I saw out there was ridiculous, and I haven't been back for good cause, and I'm not going back, and I hope our paramedics don't have to go back.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just, I guess, on Councilwoman Kilpatrick's note as far as her son being assigned at Station 2, paramedics are often reassigned to various stations. And so while he's currently assigned to Medic 2, it doesn't say that he couldn't be assigned elsewhere, and I would agree with you.
We could do that in order for her to move. How far do you want to send?
And as Councilman Street had mentioned, you know, even back when special services were in, when we were looking at capital, when we were looking at the paramedic budget, we raised these questions. And I, too, once again, I applaud the administration and the paramedic division for working closely with the administration to find something that's in the area. The other thing is, I think it should be our goal over this next 5 years. I don't see this being extending it past the first 3 to 5 years. I think what we have to do is work. This kind of is a window of opportunity for us to further explore a permanent home for Medic 2 and give them what they certainly deserve as medical professionals.
Well, I have an idea, but I need to talk to Mr. Kallbacher about this. Any other questions or comments from any members of council? Okay. Hearing none. Next on the agenda, Ordinance 12-069. Amend the FY 2012 operating budget, reduce the county executive's Office of Economic Development operating budget by $8,000 in order to provide funding for the Route 9, Route 13 Economic Development Study Grant and the Community Economic Development Planning and Projects Program Grant. I think that we've discussed this in depth before. I think the title explains it. Are there any questions from any members of council? Hearing none, next on the agenda, 12-070. Amend the grants budget, appropriate $4,000 to the Route 9, Route 13 Economic Development Study Grant and $4,000 to Community Economic Development Planning and Projects Program Grant. Again, this is as per the title, gathering what funds we can in order to try to move the Route 9, Route 13 project forward. Any questions, any comments from any members of council? Okay. 12-075, amend the annual FY 2013 operating budget, reduce the FY 2013 appropriation to the Department of Public Safety Office of Emergency Management, $380,357 to provide the annual county match for the Office of Emergency Management grant for FY 2013. Councilman Beller Street.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we could, with permission of the chair, 12075 has a companion 12076.
Yes, sir.
So if we could discuss both at the same time. One.
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Carpenter, our manager of our Office of Emergency Management, is here today. But basically, if you look at the two ordinances, one authorizes us to take $380,357 from the operating account and transfer that into the grant account, the emergency management grant account. And the companion ordinance actually spells out that this would be our match to monies received from the Federal Emergency Management Agency through Homeland Security, as well as PSE&G, the nuclear facility plant over at Alloway. When all said and done, if you take a look at the match, the federal's $244,960. Our match is $380,357. The private match from PSE&G is $45,127. The federal and PSE&G grants actually complement the total $674,44. By about 43% of the overall grant funds. And like I say, Dave is here and may want to expound on a little bit further, but these funds are actually utilized by the Emergency Management Office to do pay operations and management and planning fees for the future.
I don't know if he wants to speak or not, given the amount of damage he's been causing in the state.
Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate the opportunity. Just a clarification, and in addition, 07, Councilman, if you could, Ordinance 077 is the associated federal funding that on an annual basis goes along with our operational 245, to round it off, is the 75, which gives us a total federal allocation of 320 per year, hence the 380 versus the match of the county.
So 75, 76, and 77 united.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
And this is generally our operational funds that give us the year for our staff salaries and benefits and operationals to afford us the travel, some of the limited travel training that we do on an internal basis, and then the training that we provide on an external basis to the citizens through the CERT program, manages our, provides equipment for our emergency operations center, and also provides us the opportunities to work with the agencies that we need to in order to come up with a coordinated and collaborated effort to response and or planning efforts that we have, as you approved in the budget. So,
any questions, any comments from members of Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question, Dave. As far as your operation right now and receiving these type of grant funding from the federal government and from PSE&G, what is your staffing right now? Do we have any vacancies as far as emergency planners?
We do not. I'm very happy. Thank you, Councilman. Very happy to announce that we just offered, and the gentleman will be starting July 9th. The last vacant planner position that we have in the office will be starting full-time July 9th with us. Gentleman comes back with us with a very good cadre of experience and education, retired from the Coast Guard. He was actually captain of the port. His name is David Scott. He was captain of the port, and he's a resident of outskirts of Wilmington, Delaware. So it'll be a good benefit and a good asset to us. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, the reason I mention that, and I know that maybe coming from this councilman's perspective, is that once again, compliment our administration. I think the commitment has been made by the county executive and his staff to take a look at positions that are vacant, then that the funding is there or supported by grants, and fill these positions. We've had a number of years where that wasn't the case, and this particular administration is seeing that it's done. So I thank them for that.
Okay, any other questions, any comments from a member of council? From the public? Okay. Moving right along. 12-078, amend the grants budget to establish the code book revolving fund for the purchase and resale of international code books, and to appropriate up to $154,000 in anticipated revenue to be collected from the resale of code books provided by the Department of Land Use. Councilman Loretta.
Well, the title says it very nicely. What it does, if any of the contractors need the code books, we have them, and the monies that's generated from that will go back into the fund to pay for what we spend on the code books. And if there's any updates too, we will have that automatically. We usually get the updates faster than a vendor on the outside. They usually send them to the counties fast. So we would have those updates. And if there's any other questions, I believe George Haggerty's here, a little lifeline, if anybody needs it.
And I believe currently the funds come out of the general fund,
correct,
allocated out.
Correct.
So this way it would just make a more defined account earmarked for this specific
right
thing.
Back.
And it would just rotate within.
Correct.
Okay,
I believe back in.
Council President Kovac, then Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. Councilman Redditt, this sounds like a great idea to establish this, and it's anticipated that all these code books that we buy and sell back to the folks at cost will replenish this account,
correct,
on a yearly basis.
Councilman Cartier.
Not germane to the financing of this, but what year are we working off of the international code at this point?
2010.
Okay, thank you.
Anything? 2010? Six? I'm sorry.
2006.
Okay. All right, I'm working off the 1977 marriage license. This is all good. Yeah, it works. Okay. Any further questions from any members of council? Anything from the public?
Okay.
Anything for the good of the council and the county? Okay. Expense and revenue roundtable next. Before I start boring everyone, let me reiterate, ask everyone to please try to remain in the room during this process. We have 10 members present. Two will be not voting. That only leaves a couple vote buffer to make sure that these grants can get approved. So just don't want somebody step out and then find out that we have an issue having the numbers to approve their grant. Okay, there was a revised scheduling put out listing, so we're going to start with grant application for Yes Youth Empowered to Strive and Succeed. Councilman Holland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The YES program, YES is an acronym for Youth Empowered to Strive and Succeed. And the director there is a person, Sean Allen, who has been very active in the Wilmington community addressing issues of violence. And with this particular grant that they're requesting, they're actually focusing on the World Health Organization dealing with lifestyles and promoting positive lifestyles and having opportunities as relates to quite frankly, diet. And you may have noticed that across the country now there's a real push to provide for quality food in urban areas, providing that people can have an opportunity to eat healthy. And that is eliminating what is considered a risk factor for people not getting healthy food. So I want to be able to support this organization. Danny has been at this for a number of years. They're asking for $2,500 and I'm proposing $1,000.
We have a motion for $1,000.
Second.
Yes, there's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting? Not voting. I'm going to try to make it easy for the standard for today for these grants. Just please, law, the council president, myself, is not voting. That'll save the redundancy and knock a couple seconds off the meeting. Next, we have a grant request from American Cancer Society. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I don't know that there's much to be said on this. I think everybody knows the work that the American Cancer Society does, and obviously anything that they get up front only enhances their bottom line once they do events. So I'm proposing that we give them a grant of $1,000.
Okay, there's a motion. There's a second. All in favor, so by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, next on the agenda, Newark Area Welfare Committee, Councilwoman Dillon.
Yes, this is a grant of $500 for the Newark Area Welfare Committee. We've already approved $500, so this will be an additional $500 for them. And they are just the powerhouse of the Newark area to help people in need. So a well-deserved increase in what they're getting.
And they're in the Newark area.
The greater Newark.
Okay, that's why I needed to clarify, wasn't it?
The greater Newark area.
Okay, I'm in the greater Newark area. I'm good. Okay.
Is that a dollar?
There's a motion for $500 from Newark Welfare Committee. Is there
second?
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, next we have the Friendship House Incorporated. Councilwoman Dillon.
Yes, again, this is one of those organizations in Newark that works with the Newark Empowerment Center, and as you can see, they really help people out who need not just bus tickets, but also licenses and birth certificates to get jobs, so it's they're a good group.
$500.
So, I move $500.
Second.
$500. There's a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Next, we have the Newark Senior Center. Councilwoman Dillon.
This is for the Meals on Wheels. And again, Councilman Smiley, this is for the greater Newark area. Thanks, this will serve people in the greater Newark area. And I move $500.
Second.
About to get a greater name change for our street. Okay, there's a motion. There's a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, next on the agenda, Homeward Bound, Councilwoman Dillon.
Yes, again, this is one of the stalwarts in the greater Newark area serving not just homeless individuals, but homeless families, which is a nice program that they have. So this is to go toward food for the families, and I move $500.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No, I got to get a gavel. Next on each agenda, we have the Wilmington PAL, Councilman Hollins.
This request from the Wilmington PAL is to assist them in trying to purchase a bus for their youth programs. safety. Even the kids that go to the PAL Center after school from Harlan School actually walk from Harlan to help when they're school kids. And one of the things they're trying to do is to have a bus to bring some of the kids from the area to the PAL Center for kids who are getting out of school, attending some type of continuing education at PAL Centers. What you may or may not know, in area codes 19801, 19802, 19805, between the ages, young men between the ages of 18 and 25, 62% of them are some kind of supervision from the government, either on parole or probation. And I think the PAL Centers is just one way to try to help young people to have a positive direction in life, and I think it's worthwhile to try to make certain that I at least support these kinds of activities.
Okay. Second the motion.
There's a motion for $2,500. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have the 1212 Corporation. Councilman Hall.
Sort of similar to, in a way, but this is at the other end of the spectrum, I guess. What I mentioned about the number of people that are coming out of prison, it's just not those zip codes, but at one point the politicians thought the best thing to do was just lock everybody up 30 years ago, and now those people are getting out and they're going and coming back to communities for the most part that they left before they were locked up. And the 1212 actually tries to address that with reentry opportunities for people to reenter society. They've done it for a number of years without a lot of fanfare. And if you were to go through the 1212 Club, you can see people that are living a positive lifestyle. They're role models. They've had challenges in their lives before. And this $1,000 helps them purchase table and chairs for their community meeting room.
Got a motion for $1,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Next, we have a grant request from the Everett Incorporated, $1,500. Councilman Powers. Councilman Powers not present. I've been asked to move this forward. The Everett Incorporated is an organization that exists to promote the arts in the MOT area. It provides opportunities in acting, production, art, classes, and exhibition space. And many of the organization's offerings, such as acting opportunities and gallery visits, are offered to the public free of charge. These funds will go to help offset material costs associated with youth summer camp programs. So I make a motion for $1,500 on behalf of Councilman Powers. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Please do not tell Councilman Powers until after the meeting tonight, so he can't come after me. Okay, next we have the Meadowood Civic Association. Councilman Shelton.
Yes, per title, I'm putting $1,000. The state rep and state senator is also putting $1,000 each to repair the sign from Meadowood that the snowplow apparently hit like 2 years ago. So they're getting it fixed.
There's a motion for $1,000. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Next, Community Concepts of Newcastle Incorporated. Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're moving for a $1,000 grant for Community Concepts of Newcastle Incorporated. This is a 51-year tradition where there are free live concerts on the Battery in Battery Park each Wednesday night during the summer and early fall months. And this year, like many of the nonprofits, they were in fear of having to actually cancel this program after 51 years because of the lack of donations and whatnot. So this will allow them to continue. The Newark Community Band's rather interesting. They had opening night this last Wednesday night, and they've played there for 10 consecutive years and everything. So these are children and adult musical groups that come there and do live performances, live music and everything, and it's open to the public at absolutely no charge. So.
Motion for $1,000 is on
second.
The table.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Next, we have the Arden Club. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Arden Club organizes through a variety of guilds activities in the that benefit all the Arden villages, Arden Town, Arden Croft. And with this grant, I'm returning back to support the Library Guild in Arden. They've made a request for a replacement of shelving in the children's room in their community library. So this request is for $1,500, and I'd like to make a motion that we grant $1,500 to the Arden Club for the Library Guild for shelving.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, next we have the Sellers Senior Center, Councilman Carty.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Sellers Senior Center is one of the largest senior centers in the 8th District, with over 400 seniors enrolled. And I have granted them, given them grants in the past to support their center. And this grant request for $1,500 is for the purchase of folding chairs to make their use of space more flexible. And so I want to make a motion for $1,500 to go to the Sellers Senior Center.
Second.
So moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Okay, next we have Tri-State Bird Barbecue. I'm sorry, Rescue and Research.
That's bad. You got it. Now you need to go take your trip down.
I have been there. I was there and they were
closed. Per conversation there, the purchase of the instruments, as it says, for diagnostic, evaluating the eye injuries of the birds. And just to let, this is not only countywide, this is almost countrywide, yeah. American. It's a great organization. Very happy to put an addition on after the county worked on it so much with trading different lands and so forth. They're asking for $2,500. I'll only have $1,750. So if anybody wants to pitch in the other $750, I'll take it.
So
they will take it.
Okay, let's clarify. So Councilman Sheldon is giving $1,750.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing the balance, $750.
And you're going with the balance. Okay, we have a motion for $2,500 for Tri-State Bird Rescue and Research. There's a motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, next we have the Hills of Skyline Civic Association, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, per title, at the front of their entranceway, needs a lot of upgrading. I always told them that if they would put up half, then the county would try to put up the other half. They have never asked for a grant of this, no sorts. So I think this is very appropriate for them with the $500.
Okay, we have a motion for $500 on the table. Is there a second?
Second.
A second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Next, we have the MOT Senior Center request for $1,500. Councilman Powers has been asked to move us forward. This is to purchase two desktop computers for management of bookkeeping. Senior centers to enable seniors like myself to maintain active, healthy, productive, financially secure lives. I got to visit more often. To remain independent in the community for as long as safely possible. And they have nutrition programs, transportation. This is just to help bring their accounting and their bookkeeping into the actually what we asked for, the most up-to-date. So there's a motion for $1,500 on the table.
Second.
Second. Second. All in favor, see what I'm saying, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, have it. Okay. Now, on to the Arthur J. Turner Scholarship Foundation, Councilman Street. And the chair wants to recognize the presence of Councilman Tackett.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this request is from the Scholarship Foundation, which has a number of activities throughout the year, including countywide, Spelling Bee, essay contests, and things of that nature. So this is to support the ongoing activities of the Scholarship Foundation. They asked for $2,500, only have $2,350 left, so I'm going out with that.
Okay. So motion for $2,350 on the table. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, duly adopted. Next, we have the Crestmore Swim Club, Councilman Redd.
Thank you.
What this is Crestmore Swim Club is in the Richardson Park area, which encompasses three different developments. And not only the three different developments, they have different swim meets with Newcastle and various swim clubs throughout. So it benefits not only the area that it's in, but also different organizations throughout the county. One reason why they need this is because last year, or almost 2 years ago now, their place was set afire by some vandals, and they lost everything. And they had to rebuild the new change house and snack bar, plus they lost other equipment. So this is one way I thought would help the public, not only in that area, but the different areas that come and use the meet. Motion on the table.
And the amount being proposed is the $2,000.
Yes, sir.
It's second. $2,000. We have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Western District Advisory Council, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I thank Councilwoman Diller for being prepared to present this in case I wasn't able to reach the meeting on time before this item came up on the agenda. Western District Advisory Council is a organization that works very closely with the Newcastle County Police. They do awarenesses once a year around the county, which they set up in conjunction with the county police. Community policing works very heavily with them. It's something that's in, it covers all of our districts. There's a district, a council for each section of the county. Then they have a main one, and they reached out to me to look for some support for this event. And I move to give them $1,000.
Second.
Motion of second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Have it. Urban Youth Golf Program, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. What this is, in the past, it was titled under the LPGA First Tee. And since then, they've changed the title to this. It has to do with inner city children, not only in the inner city, but also in the surrounding areas. The program went from probably in the earlier years of 30 children up to 3,000 right now, just in this area. And it does help them out a lot. It's not just for golf, but it has to do with etiquette. They have to maintain their scholastics and things of that nature. So it is a good program. They have a lot of volunteers. In fact, there's a couple people who work for the city that volunteer out there, and one of them is now the son. The father just passed away not too long ago. Ford, who was with the fire department. So this is Tommy Ford that volunteers out there a lot. And I'm requesting $2,000.
Second.
Yeah, $2,000.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this officially closes the 2012, FY 2012 budget year on grants. Next on the agenda, is there anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Councilman Gardner.
I think the CFO, did you want to make a comment?
Ed Miller, the finance office. The ordinance 079-080, it's up for vote, I guess, for discussion in the community services with the final dollar amount. Is that going to be discussed at this meeting or at the next meeting?
That will be discussed at the next meeting.
Yeah, we've got
a dollar value now.
Okay.
We've already presented. Jim Boyle, policy director.
You're talking about the grants balance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right? What council's final contribution.
Yeah.
We have to do a substitute ordinance for that.
I can speak with respect to the office accounts. I've already provided a spreadsheet to the Department of Finance, which totals $19,516 to be transferred from the office accounts to the grant.
Yeah, that's what he's questioning.
For the summer youth program grant. And I think my numbers on the office accounts are pretty accurate. We're pretty conservative, so
okay.
The numbers have already been provided.
Okay. Now I'm going to back up. The question being posed was the amount transferred after all of the grant work being done? That's what the question right now why I asked if we had a balance going into this.
Well, Betsy Gardner, Clerk of Council. I have two council people that have indicated that the balance of their grant account should go to some of these programs, and that's all I have. Which is a total of $1,800. Councilwoman Patrick is $1,300. Councilman Brett is $500.
Did that take into account?
Yes.
What I use him?
Okay, so you've been keeping running tab. Okay, so right now we have $1,800 out of the grant account to go to the youth employment program.
Okay.
So we'll do an amendment. We'll have a substitute or we'll amend from the floor.
We'll have to do, we'll have to do a substitute, I would assume.
You can do a substitute.
Okay. The current ordinance has $12,477 in it.
So, okay, so we'll add the $1,800 balance out of the grant account to that. Okay, any questions? Any comments? Anybody opening their personal wallet? We're good. Is Ms. Gordon okay?
Fine.
You all right? Okay. George. Just the look on your face is kind of like what I get when I tell my wife I'm home. Okay. Councilman Cardia.
Yes, I just completed meetings with the Bellefonte Town Commission, which is a municipality, and Arden.
Real quick, John, if I can, just
yes.
One moment. Is there anything for the expense of revenue roundtable?
This is what I'm okay. I'm making a comment.
For the county, okay. I thought we were going to other.
And I also just went to the town meeting in Arden. And, you know, pardon if this is a stupid question, but you know, you had these two little municipalities that get franchise tax from cable, local cable, and we are not positioned to do that. We don't receive those revenues. Jeez. We can't. Is that that's a question?
And my way from the finance office, again, that would take state legislation Inflation. To do that. To
only municipalities are allowed to get franchise tax.
Right.
I mean,
and the state.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
And the state, yeah.
Right.
But as over the years, as we've gone through definitions, the definitions in state code for municipalities also includes the counties when they choose it to include right. the counties. So I don't understand why the word municipality should be the factor that deters us from receiving those. You know, they don't say unincorporated counties and municipalities. They use the word municipalities as a general overall for all other governments beneath them.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the historian, Councilman Holland.
Well, my only point is that, you know, I raised that question 21 years ago when Greenhouse was the county exec and John Carney was one of his assistants, and we got the same response. So it's not something that hasn't been asked and hasn't been a concern about, but we haven't been able to move to any kind of resolve with the issue.
You know what? I gotta ask, George. I can't keep quiet.
Sure, Councilman Shelby.
What happens if somebody puts a resolution or ordinance to pass this, and we passed it amongst council?
Gotta go to state, don't it?
I mean, I guess it'd be back to there's one, two lawyers. It's more. I don't know how many. It's three. There's lawyers in the room. What would happen? Did you strike it down or like cell phone? That's done in Kenton, Sussex.
Wait, you're gonna get different your tenure.
I'm gonna get my answer. I want my answer.
Let's
okay.
Let's ask the county.
Were you saying
have you
what would happen if the
this?
County passed an illegal tax if it was illegal?
Well, see that. I don't know if that's the way I would phrase it. of course.
It's all in the art of the question.
Exactly.
But to answer the first question, I think what we'd have to do is actually look at the statute. You are correct. Sometimes we're considered a municipality. Sometimes a specific language of the statute excludes us. Sometimes they say municipalities exclude with populations of less than such and such. So I don't have that one committed to memory, so we'll have to look at it.
I think we have an official request from council to ask the county attorney to review this and in conjunction with council to council. And if we need to move through with the state legislation or interpretation, whatever we need to do. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Some of the discussion that we've had previously, where we talk about home rule, does that not allow us to do some of these things? I mean, does Sussex, And I don't have all the knowledge here, but does Sussex County has some of the things such as Councilman Sheldon was talking about, like the cell phone tower tax. If they did it under their home rule, as opposed to going to council or to the state, why then does Newcastle County have to go to the state?
We're talking about specific revenue. If you talk about the cell tower tax, they're looking at it from a different angle than we are. We believe, based on the statutory construction, that we would not be successful in defending litigation. We're also a much bigger target than Sussex County. Sussex County has, you know, X number of cell towers. We have multiples of that. So we're a lot more likely to be challenged on those things. But home rule doesn't give us the authority to tax on anything. We have to be specifically authorized to levy taxes. So
but they didn't?
I'll take a, on which, on cell towers are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
you just take that specifically.
Has to do with the statutory construction, and I'm trying to do it by memory at this point, which is not a good way to do it. But specifically, if you look at our special betterments, it gives us the authority to tax certain things. It specifically eliminated cable, for example. Some of you can recall that. And it also talked about what you can charge in one line for electrical transmission. It specifically says towers. In the next line, it talks about telephone, and it specifically does not say towers. So when the legislature is passing something, any legislature, they're presumed to intend to say what they say. So the principles of statutory construction would suggest that by eliminating that, they did not intend for us to do it. We also, as further a further problem, we attempted to go forward with the statute. So far, we've been unsuccessful to get the legislature to say we could do it. So, but for all those factors, it didn't seem worthwhile to attempt to begin a broad-scale taxing of towers, only to have that effort turned back in court. So we attempted to go the legislative route. We have not been successful so far in that, although it's still ongoing.
But if Sussex County is a county, and yeah, we're a county, and we would then be taken to court if we did enact a tax, would they then have to pull Sussex taxing ability on that also?
They very
also?
Well might pull Sussex into it, I would think. Whatever entity would probably then sue Sussex. Probably at this point it's not worth it,
like
the trouble. But we're worth the trouble because our revenues are much larger because of our larger population.
Yeah, but we also have larger expenses.
Yeah, but it's probably depends on how much it, how much it costs to actually litigate the issue.
So I would just possibly what we need to look at is setting up, however we do it, start allocating in the budget a litigation account, start funding the money, and let's start taking some shots at getting some revenue.
Yeah, Arizona.
Councilman Carter.
So there is, again, to Greg Wilson, there is specific language that limits our ability to levy a franchise tax on cable services. Or is it broadly constructive?
You're mixing up a
okay.
lot of different issues.
Okay.
So let's
I know,
take a look
I probably
at the
am.
Franchise tax issue. We'll
right.
talk about that. That's different from the special betterment tax
yes.
issue. So let's, we'll look at that one.
Okay.
Thank you. Greg, earlier you said about, and I believe Janet and I were talking too, about are we in a municipality or aren't we? Because the last thing that I've seen on the original charter says that Newcastle County is a municipality.
The legal definition, Greg Wilson, county attorney again, the legal definition of municipality generally includes the county. However, there are times when they say municipality and then they limit it by population and so forth. So we're, the answer is not always clear what a specific statute is meant to apply to. It can have other limiting or expanding language on it, but you're right, as a general principle, if you were to look up in Black's Law Dictionary, municipality does include the county.
Right, and with that, you have your different municipalities and towns. They can change their tax on things. Like, say like vending machines, they can change the taxes on them.
Everybody's taking, I mean, right now we're having a conversation which is going shotgun over here, shotgun over here, and it's not the way we can render a legal opinion. So if you have a
take a look at the franchise tax, report back to us.
Trying to compare apples and oranges doesn't work, especially in the legal arena.
Only if you're making fruit salad.
Specific language controls, and the specific language always has a lot of qualifiers.
And I'm looking for the finance office. Just want to add, it seems like the last few times we've done enabling legislation for additional revenues, the state will pass the legislation, but then they'll throw it back on the county council to enable that legislation. For instance, when the transfer tax went from 1 to 1.5%, they said, yeah, go ahead, do it. The county council has to pass that legislation to go to 1.5%. So.
Well, I will support a franchise tax. I'll put it on record right now. Where's he at? You got it? Okay. Any other questions? Any comments? Any members of council? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess this would be at least a good point to bring it up, and I think for council's future consideration, ask the chairs of finance and our policy coordinator to start having a vision and thinking about where we're going in the future with community grants. I know that this is sort of bringing to closure this particular year and everything, but I think that for anyone not to agree, the direct benefit of what we've done over the past several months with youth groups, police athletic leagues, senior centers, soup kitchens, the arts and sciences and things out in our communities. I know that Karen is working on getting our reports in as a follow-up to actually giving the grants, because we have gotten tremendous amount of positive feedback as to the importance, the appreciation. We've heard from a lot of parents and seniors and whatnot. So I just kind of put that out there that maybe early in the fiscal year we can kind of start to look to where...
Councilman Bell, I'm only 1/2 of the co-chair, and I'm only 1/13 of council, but we've adopted the FY13 budget for this council already.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it, fine. I think if you're looking to increase the grant account, I think the time to do that is when we're in the process for the FY2014 budget. FY13, we've already adopted, we've put in place, and we're tight. That's my perception of it, you know, out front.
And I guess the only thing that I would say with that is that
find money somewhere.
Yeah, I think we all recognize that it wasn't budgeted. Last year, we had actually done away with it. We recognize the importance of reinitiating the program, and we look towards contingency to fund that. I don't think that anyone sitting on council had the perception to budget for it for this next year, from the standpoint of trying to keep as much constraint as we could on our operating budget in these tough economic times. But I bring it up for, I think, an open mind to take a look in the future. There are contingency funds that are budgeted. I know you can't totally predict how those contingency funds would be used or needed during this next fiscal year, but I think as we've done with this particular portion of it, we took a look at historically how much we had spent out of contingency, and I just bring it up because I think that at some point we need to revisit and maybe take a look at either contingency or how we might even do a budget amendment and identify where those funds would come from. But I just bring up the importance of what the results I think have been through everyone's initiative with these grants, and it's significant.
Councilman Street.
Is or is it not funded the same amount for the next fiscal year?
Yes, sir.
As it was this year?
Yes, sir.
The contingency fund.
The contingency fund, yeah.
Not the grants.
Yeah,
the grants are too.
It was discussed in our budget. It's part of our budget.
Okay.
It was pulled.
So what you're saying is
the contingency account was reduced. The contingency account was reduced for FY 2013 as it was mid-FY 2012 in order to provide this $7,500 funding.
Yeah, that answers the question, and I guess that's actually a budget line.
I thought you were looking at 15. Yeah.
That's a budget line.
Yeah, but why stopping? Don't stop it. You're trying to get to 15.
I'm just clarifying.
And if we wanted to increase that at any point during the year, towards the latter part of the year, then we would look at the possibility of where funds would be identified to.
As long as the we isn't including this seat, yes, sir.
I understand.
Or the individual occupying the seat at this point in time. Let's
no
put
problem.
It that way.
No problem.
Got a few months to go yet. Okay. Any other questions? Any comments from any members of council?
Yeah.
Questions, comments, or money from the public?
I had no idea we had.
Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
We found out.
We're back at 3 for community services, folks.
He can nip that to Bubba.
I know.
Say you had
enough.